Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's very own personal finance podcast with me. I'm Kaizad Adajalia. What's the hottest topic today on Investment Street? Yep, you guessed it right. It's Bitcoin. Cryptocurrencies, to be more precise. Everybody wants a pie of it, but not many people understand it, unfortunately. So what are cryptocurrencies really? And can you invest in them? And how can you possibly ride the volatility? Let's find out. Today, I have with me Rishabh Parekh. He's a Pune-based chartered accountant and the founder of Money Plan Consultancy. Rishabh is also a regular contributor on moneycontrol.com. And he's here to explain us what is cryptocurrency, who can invest in them, and who shouldn't. Hi, Rishabh, and welcome to my podcast.
Hi, Kaizad. Thanks for having me here.
Rishabh, let's get on straight away with the topic. You know, we are getting a lot of queries from our readers these days on cryptocurrencies. So do you also, you are a financial planner. Do you also get a lot of questions and queries from your customers and cryptocurrencies should I invest, should I not invest? And just give a sense of who are the people who regularly ask inquire about cryptocurrencies. Are these young investors, old investors, people preferably in their first jobs or, well-established professionals also. Who is this investor who really wants to invest in crypto?
So yes, Kaizad, we do get a lot of queries, especially during the last few weeks, especially after the Dogecoin, going to the moon and coming back on Earth in no time. So we have been getting a lot of queries. Earlier, it was mostly from the youngsters in their 20s. Then it slowly increased to a lot of, I would say it's a mix right now from young to middle-aged groups, and everybody is kind of getting a lot of interest in investing towards Bitcoins. And queries generally are mostly should we invest in a Bitcoin? How much should we invest in Bitcoin or for that matter any other crypto? Is it a bubble or why it is so volatile? And some of the interesting questions Rishabh, why don't you advise us or why don't you suggest that let us just push 10,000 rupees on a coin like Dogecoin or something like this? Because people have heard a lot of stories successful, especially abroad, becoming millionaires. And that's what they want. Okay, let me put 1 lakh rupees. Gaya to 1 lakh gaya. Otherwise, I'll be a millionaire or maybe it becomes 1 crore. And I keep telling them, why did you wait for all this time? This option was always there. You could have gone to a casino in Goa or Las Vegas or a race course and put in your money expecting the same thing, because that's not investing, that's gambling. So a range of queries like this from a simple...
But you do get queries from all sorts of people. You get from young, not so young correct. Also. You get from people who've invested, people who are starting out their careers, people who have worked also for quite many years in the industry, right?
Yeah, earlier it was most of youngsters. And I think you must be knowing the figure is almost 1 crore investors in India at this present. Right now, more than 1 crore investors are invested in Bitcoins and around 10,000 crores of market cap in India. So 10,000 crores of money by almost 1 crore investors in India has already been deployed. So it's not a joke anymore, actually.
It's not a joke anymore. And obviously, it's a very wide pot of people who have invested in cryptos. So what's the first word that comes to your mind, Rishabh, when somebody says cryptocurrencies? Investments or currencies?
See, something to be called a currency, it has to have a store of value. Then you should have a stable. It has to be stable. And the most important point is regulated. It has to be regulated. So I would say, I think we should stop calling cryptocurrencies. Rather, we can call it a commodity. We can call it crypto asset till the time it is verified, till the time it is established and also trusted and regulated. Some corporates have across the globe, not in India, of course, but yeah, some of the large corporates started accepting Bitcoin as a mode of payment, but it's not from every other corporate. So I think time will tell whether it can be a currency or not. Till that time, I would suggest let's call it an asset like a gold. So the way you have gold or silver, you have this digital gold, the way gold used to be for our parents and even for us, this crypto will be for the new generation. This is the goal for the new generation. And one more important point is when it comes to a currency, the way, as I said, once you start calling it an asset, it's like a gold or shares, like TCS or Reliance or this and that share. You can't just trade your gold or share for buying a laptop or a mobile. You have to pay in currency. So now it's safe to call it an asset.
So till the time that you're saying that cryptocurrency can be used to buy or sell actual stuff, could be a laptop, could be a headphone, could be any other thing. Till that time, it is basically an investment, or you can say it's a commodity.
Correct. Because it doesn't have that stable value, right? See, today you sleep after buying a Bitcoin or fraction of a Bitcoin, I would say. Yeah. Tomorrow that value may be 50% up, 30% up or down. So otherwise, system has to evolve that way. That you, the moment you are changing, exchanging it for some purchases, that value, current value. See, even the time you are putting that money in the system and the value changes. So it has to have that stability.
That is what I wanted to ask you. And that's a question that many of our listeners, many of our moneycontrol.com readers also ask. Why does the value of a cryptocurrency go up and down so sharply? I mean, you know, one tweet by Elon Musk and it's like the entire system catches a cold and a fever and, you know, it goes down, then it again goes up, then it again goes up, but it goes down and up very, very sharply. Why?
See, it also went up very sharply. Same COVID numbers. We talk about the deaths and everything negative. Not we look, we keep hearing those news, but we don't hear the news of survival. We don't hear the news of recovery, right? Similarly, before I answer why it is so volatile, Elon Musk ka tweet aya and the prices goes up and down. So Rakesh Jhunjhunwala or Warren Buffett ka ek tweet aya stock ke liye. Don't you think the price of their stock will go up and down tomorrow? Second, Bombay Oxygen stock. Bombay Oxygen, what happened to that? Yes, crypto is very different. Market is very different. But we are assuming this market to be like totally alien and stock market is all safe. Stock market also used to be called Satta some 25, 30 years ago. Would you agree to that when you were like
in business? Yeah.
And stock market today, nobody calls it a Satta. It's established, trusted, verified by people. I'm not saying that you go and invest your money. I'm just presenting both the sides. So, so any tweet from any big guy in the market, big investor will also move a price. Without any reason, Bombay stock oxygen went up to the roof and again. So this works in every field. This works in every field. Whosoever can influence has that power. Now, a couple of very important reason is, the reason it is highly volatile is, unlike stock market, which works for limited number of hours and globally, Nasdaq or BSE, Sensex, and that too only on like during weekdays, right? It doesn't operate 24/7. Crypto market never rests. It works 24/7. And then to top it all, you know, people globally are hooked.
Globally, correct.
See, Indian market, there may be 2-3% other than FIIs and FDIs. Forget about them, but not a retail investor in the US or the UK or other countries are not interested in buying Reliance ka stock or something, right? And sitting here, we may be interested to buy Amazon ka stock, but how many people? 2%, 3%? Imagine if BSE NSE is allowed to work 24/7 and find takers globally, right? People are interested to buy Indian.
Yeah.
Then do you think when you sleep tonight having 100 Reliance ka stock, the price will remain exactly the same or slight difference? It may change. So volatility is also because of it works 24/7. People globally are hooked to it. Then it is like the demand and supply. The way it is gold. See, gold is also limited in supply, right? So like Bitcoin especially. See, Bitcoin is especially is like 21 million. It can never be more than that. The way it is designed and programmed. But the likes of Dogecoin. See, even it says infinite, right? So there can be infinite supply. So those kind of coins, you'll find a lot more altcoins, stable coins, all these, especially Dogecoins. You'll find a lot of up and down in the price because of the way it is there. And then the last few weeks of volatility is more because of FOMO also, fear of missing out. So a lot of people could not invest, and then the same thing happened last year in the stock market is happening here also. Fear of missing out is making people to go all out. And I think last thing is a greater fool theory, what I keep talking about, where I write also for stock market. So you buy something at a very high price thinking that you'll find another fool to buy it at even a higher price. So that theory. So I think couple of these reasons makes it very volatile. Okay. And this will take a couple of more years to stabilize that pace.
It's important for people to understand why this volatility is there. I mean, just because volatility is there, it does not mean that it's just a, you know, one-sided argument, right? I mean, there are many layers to why, you know, cryptocurrency can be volatile. So I think so long as you understand this volatility better, you will be able to understand cryptocurrencies also a little better, which, you know, takes me to my next question, Rishabh. Give me three or four things for our listeners to take away today as to what they should keep in mind before they start investing in cryptos. And number one, from whatever you are saying, it's not that people should blanketly avoid cryptos, right? I mean, people can invest in cryptos, but what are the three or four very important things that people should understand before investing in crypto? And if they don't follow that, then that means they should not invest in crypto.
So very important point. And as I said, and I've been talking about it for a while, that you see, this is becoming too big to fail. Does not mean that you should just go and invest your money. Unless you understand this, you should not put your hard-earned money on it. Unless you have a play money, fun money, or money which you can burn, or maybe 1 or 2% or 3%, what you said, 5%, which you can afford to lose, then you get into this right now. Otherwise, wait for some more time to stabilize this market. Let the government come out with the regulation. But till that time, as you rightly asked, what are the parameters? Start learning about it, because you don't want to be the last person to invest in this crypto market. So what are those points? I would say there are so many, but couple of important points are like, read the white paper. The way you have prospectus for your stock market related reading, you have white paper which establish like what kind of real problem this particular token or crypto is solving. The project, what are the projects which runs on this blockchain? What exactly the real life problems which are being solved? The founders, who are the people who are involved in behind this? Look at their social media, look at the website. If you find anything fishy, if you don't find a strong network, then it's not a good coin to be investing in it. And like a Dogecoin, which is infinite in its supply. Look at the supply of that coin. Look at the scarcity of that coin. Because Dogecoin was basically created as a joke or a meme coin to prove a point that investor invest in anything or everything. And it actually happened actually that way. It's like $80 billion market cap just because it went up, and then the Tesla thing happened, like Elon Musk thing happened. So point is, the more scarce a particular coin is, the limited number, it will be much more worthwhile. So that has to be looked at. Market cap, you know, Bitcoin has the sixth largest cap, bigger than Tesla, bigger than Facebook.
Combined market cap
is bigger than Tesla and bigger than Facebook. And so look at the market cap, look at the number of coins in circulation, its supply. And the most important point, I think, if you look at, I would say, like lot of, not only Bitcoin, but Ethereum, like the second biggest coin available on the market, which runs on this, again, famous and the wonderful blockchain technology. It also creates a lot of applications that just go beyond enabling a digital currency. So even as I said, Ethereum is the largest and most established open-ended decentralized software platform. And it enables the deployment of smart contracts and decentralized application, which runs without any downtime, fraud, control, interference, without any interference from a third party. So as you know, this is not just about a coin. This is not just about creating a scarcity. It's also about solving real life problems. But it's a highly complicated subject. Even I am learning about it. And that's what actually, rather than just blankly saying that it is a Ponzi scheme and gamble, I think at least don't invest if you feel that way, but at least start learning rather than a blanket statement.
That holds true for, I think, Rishabh, for all of us. Like, you know, this is such a moving subject, and so much has already happened in the last 3-4 years that, you know, we have to read more and more, and every day there's something new or the other to find out about cryptocurrencies. So how much, last question, how much percentage of assets, if somebody reads about cryptocurrency, if somebody appreciates the volatility, if somebody understands what cryptocurrency is, and assuming that they do everything what you've just said before investing in cryptocurrencies, if you meet all those parameters, how much percentage of their overall assets should be invested in cryptocurrencies?
Everybody has to do their own financial planning and risk profiling. It's a highly volatile market. So put Bitcoins or cryptocurrencies on the top of the ladder, top of the spectrum of all your asset classes. And I think whatever money right now, which you can afford to lose, it could be 1%, 2% or 5%. Put that only, like put that percentage which you can afford to lose. I'm not saying that you will lose or you should lose, but point is, that kind, like, it's like a penny stock. It's like a stock which you buy on the news. It's a stock which you are just buying, kind of hoping it will be a multi-bagger. You take a risk, not only on the fundamental, but more because of that. So I think since it is a very evolving market, and I fear for the regulation also, right? We don't know what kind of regulation will come. In case if it becomes illegal, then what will you do? See, just imagine if it becomes illegal and you are asked to sell whatever you have in within a period of 6 months or 3 months, and the market is in a very bear shape right now, the same current state, and something what you might have purchased for 1 lakh or 10 lakh rupees is now sitting on 3 lakh, 5 lakh, 7 lakhs. You have to let go. You can't do anything. So that's where whatever you can let go of, whatever you can afford to lose. And generally, I think if you ask this question, percentage will be less than 5%. So anything between 1 to 5%, what you can, is your play money. So think of it as a play money. High risk is going to a casino. It does not mean I'm saying that it's a casino thing.
Obviously.
Just take it as it, because there are a lot of things happening around it.
Correct. And it's a moving subject. So as I said before, you know, there's lots to learn and there's lots to come also. So the journey about cryptocurrency appears to have just started out.
True.
Thank you so much, Rishabh, for enlightening us about the basics of crypto. We'll definitely keep talking more and more crypto. We hope to have you around on our podcast in future as well. Thank you so much. For our listeners, that's all that we have today, folks. In the meantime, for more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.